In a leafy neighborhood near downtown Cary, students are learning about how their lives intersect with the local watershed. They came together recently to celebrate their school's new rain garden and rainwater harvesting system. WUNC's Lisa Phillip reports both projects were funded by the EPA as part of a national effort to teach students environmental stewardship.
Outside Kingswood Elementary in Cary, a teacher tells onlookers to step back as water comes gushing out of the pump. A couple of students collect some of it into watering cans.
Y'all can go ahead and water if you want to.
The students begin tending to a planting bed. The water they use is from a tank at least twice their height. It can hold 2,100 gallons of water, all of it collected from the roof of one school building. That water is just a fraction of the runoff that used to run across the playground, causing
a lot of erosion.
Christy Perrin is with North Carolina Sea Grant and has worked to protect the Black Creek watershed for more than 10 years. That's the watershed that Kingswood Elementary sits on. She and a team of nonprofits built the school's rainwater harvesting system and rain garden.
We're helping the creek. We're helping reduce some of that erosion problem they're having on campus. And then we're offering opportunities for kids to actually get outside and see these things, the native plants and the rain garden and the cistern.
Perrin says too often kids spend the school day indoors.
Or if they go out for recess, they're on a playground with equipment. So being able to create natural spaces that kids can interact with formally and informally, just like hanging out.
Perrin points to the garden behind her.
And that's why we have boulders here in the rain garden, so that kids can feel welcome to stand in it and sit around in it and observe it and watch it.
Sherry Schleser says her students helped plan the garden. She's principal of Kingswood Elementary.
We've studied erosion. We understand the effects that it has on our property and our playground, on the amount of space we have. But this took it a step farther to understand that the creeks and the rivers around us play such an important piece in our lives. And to learn that at such a young age, it's got to have a wonderful outcome.
Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.